Charlie Wilson stood at home plate, bat trembling in his sweaty hands. The pitcher wound up and released the ball. It came hurtling towards him, a blur of white against the blue summer sky. Charlie squeezed his eyes shut and swung wildly. "Strike three! You're out!" The umpire's booming voice confirmed what Charlie already knew. He had struck out. Again. As he trudged back to the dugout, he could hear the groans and muttered comments from his teammates. "Way to go, Wilson. That's the third time today. Does he even know which end of the bat to hold? Why is he even on the team?" Charlie slumped onto the bench, his face burning with shame. He knew exactly why he was on the team. His mother. Sandra Wilson was determined that her son would excel in sports just like his father had. Never mind that Charlie had zero athletic ability or interest. In her mind, baseball was the key to making her son into a real man. As the game mercifully came to an end, Charlie's team lost 12-2. He gathered his gear and prepared to face his mother's disappointment once again. "Oh, honey," Sandra sighed as Charlie approached. "What happened out there? You didn't even make contact with the ball once today." Charlie shrugged, staring at his cleats. "I guess I'm just not very good at baseball, Mom." "Nonsense," Sandra said briskly. "You just need more practice. I'll have your father work with you this weekend. You'll get better, you'll see." Charlie nodded glumly, knowing it was useless to argue. As they drove home in silence, he gazed out the window at the passing neighborhoods. A group of girls about his age were gathered on a front lawn, laughing and taking selfies. Charlie felt a strange pang in his chest as he watched them. They looked so carefree, so comfortable in their own skin. He wondered what that must feel like. At home, Charlie retreated to his room, desperate to escape his mother's well-meaning but suffocating expectations. He flopped onto his bed with a sigh, his gaze landing on a framed photo on his nightstand. It showed him and his older sister Jill at the beach last summer. While Charlie looked awkward and uncomfortable in his swim trunks, Jill was radiant in a colorful sundress, her long hair flowing in the breeze. A soft knock on his door interrupted his thoughts. "Charlie, can I come in?" It was Jill. "Yeah, sure," he called. Jill entered, carrying a bundle of fabric. "Hey, little bro, rough game today, huh?" Charlie groaned and buried his face in his pillow. "Don't remind me. I'm the worst player in the league." Jill sat on the edge of his bed. "Oh, come on. I'm sure that's not true. And even if it was, who cares? It's just a game." "Try telling Mom that," Charlie mumbled. Jill patted his shoulder sympathetically. "I know, Mom can be intense. But hey, I actually came in here to ask for your help with something. Think you're up for it?" Charlie peeked out from his pillow fortress. "What kind of help?" Jill held up the bundle of fabric. "I'm working on a dress for my home EC project, but I need someone to model it so I can make sure the fit is right. Would you mind trying it on for me just for a few minutes?" Charlie's eyes widened. "What? No way. I can't wear a dress." "Why not?" Jill asked. "It's just us here. No one will see. And you'd really be helping me out." Charlie hesitated. Part of him wanted to refuse outright. Boys didn't wear dresses after all. But another part of him, a secret part he rarely acknowledged, was intrigued by the idea. I guess I could. But just for a minute, okay?" Jill beamed. "Great. Thanks, Charlie. You're the best." She handed him the dress. "Go ahead and put it on. I'll wait outside and you can call me when you're ready." Alone in his room, Charlie held up the dress. It was a simple sundress in a soft yellow fabric. With trembling hands, he removed his t-shirt and shorts. Taking a deep breath, he slipped the dress over his head. The fabric settled against his skin, cool and smooth. Charlie turned to look in his mirror and gasped. The dress fit him surprisingly well, skimming over his slender frame. The color brought out golden highlights in his shaggy brown hair. For the first time in his life, Charlie felt pretty. "Charlie, you okay in there?" Jill called from the hallway. Yeah, he stammered. "You can come in." Jill entered and let out a delighted squeal. "Oh my gosh, Charlie, you look amazing." Charlie blushed, smoothing his hands over the skirt. "Really? You don't think I look stupid?" "Not at all," Jill assured him. "In fact," she studied him thoughtfully, "with a little makeup and some styling, you could pass for a cute girl." Charlie's heart skipped a beat. "You really think so?" Jill nodded. "Totally. Want me to show you?" Charlie hesitated only a moment before nodding. "Okay." What followed was a whirlwind of activity. Jill fetched her makeup kit and got to work, explaining each step as she went. She applied a light foundation to even out Charlie's skin tone, a hint of blush to his cheeks, and a swipe of mascara to lengthen his already long lashes. A tinted lip gloss completed the look. "Now for your hair," Jill announced. She retrieved her curling iron and set to work, transforming Charlie's shaggy mop into soft waves that framed his face. "Okay," she said finally. "Ready to see?" Charlie nodded nervously. Jill positioned him in front of the full-length mirror on her closet door and stepped back. Charlie gasped. The person staring back at him from the mirror was a stranger, a pretty teenage girl with soft features, sparkling eyes, and wavy hair. He reached up to touch his face, hardly able to believe the transformation. "Well," Jill asked, "what do you think?" I look like a girl," Charlie whispered. "You look beautiful," Jill corrected gently. Tears welled up in Charlie's eyes. "I've never felt like this before, like I fit in my own skin." Jill hugged him. "Oh, Charlie, I had a feeling you might feel this way. I've noticed how you look at my clothes sometimes and how uncomfortable you always seem in your own." Charlie pulled back, alarmed. "You knew? Does Mom know?" Jill shook her head. "No, I don't think so. And I won't tell her if you don't want me to. This can be our secret." Relief flooded through Charlie. "Thanks, Jill. You're the best sister ever." Jill grinned. "You're not so bad yourself, sis. So, want to try on some more outfits?" Charlie nodded eagerly. Over the next few hours, Jill helped him explore her wardrobe. They giggled together as Charlie tried on skirts, blouses, and even a pair of heels. With each new outfit, Charlie felt more comfortable, more himself, or rather herself. As the sun began to set, Jill glanced at the clock. "Mom and Dad will be home soon. We should probably get you changed back." Charlie's face fell. "Do we have to? I like being like this." Jill squeezed his hand. "I know, but we need to be careful. Mom and Dad might not understand." Reluctantly, Charlie changed back into his regular clothes. As Jill helped him remove the makeup, he felt like he was erasing part of himself. "Hey," Jill said softly. "This doesn't have to be a one-time thing, you know. We can do this again sometime. And maybe we can even find a way for you to express this part of yourself more openly." Hope blossomed in Charlie's chest. "Really? You'd help me with that?" "Of course," Jill assured him. "You're my sibling, no matter how you choose to present yourself. I just want you to be happy." Over the next few weeks, Charlie and Jill's secret dress-up sessions became a regular occurrence. Charlie learned to apply makeup himself and even started growing out his hair, styling it in a way that could pass as either masculine or feminine. At Jill's suggestion, Charlie chose a new name for his feminine persona, Charlotte. When dressed as Charlotte, Charlie felt a sense of freedom and joy he'd never experienced before. However, keeping such a big secret was taking its toll. Charlie felt guilty lying to his parents and struggled to maintain his facade of normality. He continued to play baseball, but his heart wasn't in it. His performance on the field suffered, leading to increased pressure from his mother. Everything came to a head one warm Saturday morning. Charlie had stayed up late the night before, trying on a new dress Jill had bought him. He'd fallen asleep still wearing it, too tired to change. He was jolted awake by his mother's voice. "Charlie, are you still in bed? It's almost noon." Panic seized him as he heard her footsteps approaching. He tried to kick off the dress under his covers, but it was too late. The door opened and Sandra Wilson stepped in. "Charlie, what on earth?" Her voice trailed off as she took in the scene before her, her son, tangled in bedsheets, wearing a floral sundress. For a long moment, silence reigned. Then Charlie burst into tears. "I'm sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry. I know you wanted a normal son, but I don't think I can be that. I don't want to be that." To his shock, Sandra didn't yell or storm out. Instead, she sat on the edge of his bed and pulled him into a hug. "Oh, sweetheart, is this why you've been so unhappy lately?" Charlie nodded against her shoulder, hardly daring to hope. You're not mad?" Sandra sighed. "I'm not mad, Charlie. I'm just surprised. And a little sad that you felt you couldn't tell me." She pulled back to look him in the eye. "I love you no matter what. I'm sorry if I ever made you feel like you couldn't be yourself." Relief washed over Charlie like a tidal wave. "Really? You don't mind that I like dressing like this?" Sandra smiled softly. "What I mind is seeing my child unhappy." "If this is what makes you happy, then I support you completely. Though I think we need to have a longer conversation about this, and maybe talk to a professional who can guide us." Charlie nodded eagerly. "Okay, I'd like that." He hesitated, then asked, "Mom, when I'm dressed like this, could you call me Charlotte?" Sandra's eyes welled with tears, but she was smiling. Of course, Charlotte, my beautiful daughter. The next few months were a whirlwind of changes for the Wilson family. Charlie, now living full-time as Charlotte, began seeing a gender therapist. She started hormone therapy and legally changed her name. Sandra and Charlotte's father, after some initial struggles, became her fiercest advocates. Jill, of course, was thrilled to finally have the sister she'd always wanted. She took Charlotte on her first shopping trip as a girl, helped her navigate the intricacies of female friendships, and stood by her side when she came out to her classmates. There were challenges, of course. Some of Charlotte's former teammates didn't understand her transition. She faced bullying and discrimination at school, but for every negative reaction, there were two positive ones. Charlotte found a new group of friends who accepted her for who she was. She joined the school's drama club and discovered a passion for theater. As summer approached, Sandra suggested that Charlotte might like to attend a special summer camp for transgender youth. "It might be good for you to be around other kids who've had similar experiences," she explained. Charlotte agreed enthusiastically. The night before she was due to leave for camp, she stood in front of her mirror, marveling at how far she'd come. Gone was the awkward, unhappy boy who couldn't hit a baseball. In his place stood a confident young woman with long, wavy hair and a smile that lit up her whole face. Jill appeared in the doorway. "All packed, sis?" Charlotte nodded. "I think so. I'm nervous, but excited too." Jill hugged her. "You're going to do great. Just be yourself, your true self." As Charlotte zipped up her suitcase, she thought about the journey that had led her to this moment. She thought about that first time she'd put on Jill's dress, how it had felt like coming home. She thought about her mother's acceptance, her father's growing understanding, and the friends who had stood by her. Charlotte Wilson was many things, a daughter, a sister, a friend, an actress in training. But most importantly, she was herself, truly, completely herself. And that, she realized, was the greatest transformation of all. The next morning, as Charlotte climbed into the car for the drive to camp, she felt a sense of excitement and possibility. This summer marked the beginning of a new chapter in her life, one where she could fully embrace her true identity. Sandra adjusted the rearview mirror, catching Charlotte's eye. "Ready, sweetheart?" Charlotte smiled, her heart full of love and gratitude for her family's support. "Ready, Mom, let's go." As they pulled out of the driveway, Charlotte watched her childhood home recede in the distance. She wasn't leaving behind who she used to be. Rather, she was moving towards who she had always been meant to be. The road ahead might have its bumps and turns, but Charlotte knew she had the strength and support to navigate them. With the warm summer breeze blowing through her hair and the promise of new friendships and experiences on the horizon, Charlotte felt a profound sense of peace. She was embarking on a journey of self-discovery and acceptance, not just of herself, but from the world around her. As the car merged onto the highway, Charlotte closed her eyes and made a silent wish. Not for success or popularity or any of the things she used to think were important. Instead, she wished for the courage to always be true to herself and the strength to help others do the same. The sun rose higher in the sky, casting a golden glow over the landscape. For Charlotte Wilson, it was more than just the dawn of a new day. It was the beginning of a life lived authentically, full of love, acceptance, and endless possibilities.